the timing of the rest of the meeting.
Yes, we have 11 minutes until noon, and at that point, we will lose Dr. Davey from the committee, losing still a quorum, which I announced Dr. Davey to myself.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the only thing that I would ask, are there any applications that we should absolutely get to besides Mr. Oliver's?
I don't believe so. Okay. That are absolutely necessary.
Mr. Oliver's application.
Right. Yeah. And I know this isn't, ideal, but Mr. Oliver's participation going forward, it isn't necessary. I mean, we're waiting for him to join the line now as a, public courtesy. He will be notified of the committee's recommendation to the board, and whatever that is, he will have an opportunity to be present and address the board when they consider your recommendation. Yes, I think so.
And,
yeah, and I think board staff, if he doesn't join during this process, can certainly communicate with him.
Yes, I will reach out with Mr. Oliver following the meeting regarding the committee's decision.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, I apologize. I was indicating that I will certainly reach out to Mr. Oliver after today's meeting if he does not join the call to let him know of the committee's decision. Yes.
All right. And do we need another roll call of who's present?
Since it's telephonic, it would be a good idea.
Okay.
Mr. Davidson?
Here.
Dr. Davey?
Present.
Dr. Rates?
Here.
Dr. Stenhoff?
Here.
Okay. We have quorum.
We are proceeding with the deliberation about complaint number 20-16, Edwin Oliver. I think we need to do this term, did he engage in unprofessional conduct? And there are, it's defined in ARS 32-2091, number 12. Some examples of unprofessional conduct that I think may apply here are, A, obtaining a fee by fraud or misrepresentation. 12P, as in Paul, claiming to have performed a professional service, charging for a service, representing a service as the licensee's own, if the licensee does not render the service or assume supervisory responsibility as the charge. And number DD, violating an ethical standard adopted by the board. And that ethical standard would be 2.13 accuracy in billing reports. Behavior analysts accurately state the nature of the services provided, the fees or charges, the identity of the provider, the relevant outcomes, and other required descriptive data. Are there other any concerns or amounts with potential violations that I've been given? Or are there other violations that other
Mr. Chairman and committee members, if I may, the committee may also want to consider section 1.04 of the code regarding integrity, specifically subsection A.
And you're talking the BACB code.
Correct.
1.4 subsection A, behavior analysis, for truthful and honest and arranging the environment to promote truthful and honest behavior, blah, blah. Okay. Can we assume that, you know, one or more of these unprofessional conduct violations did occur?
So, Mr. Chair, I was just suggesting they turn this into a motion that for the all the items that were just listed, that that be the equivalent to unprofessional conduct by the applicant.
Okay, so that would be a motion, but then the follow-up motion would need to be what we recommend to the full board, correct?
Yes, and Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my understanding of the proposed motion is to recommend to the board that they find that the applicant, had he been licensed, engaged in a violation of 32-2091-12-AP-DD and DD as it relates to your code of ethics 2.13 and 1.04. And then we would need a second. Yeah. And then we would just need a second if that is in fact the motion.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Do we need to make a recommendation to the board as to what they do?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, so we have this motion that the board signed that the applicant did engage in unprofessional conduct. Do we also need to make a recommendation as to what we think the board should do about that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if we could first entertain a vote on the first motion, and then once we know whether it passes or not, we could then entertain a motion on a recommendation with respect to Mr. Oliver's application.
Mr. Chair, I would like to just go ahead and move us right into the next motion, which would be that this application be denied on the grounds of the unprofessional conduct that we just voted on.
I will second that motion.
And then if I may, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my understanding of the motion is to recommend to the board that they deny Mr. Oliver's application based upon 32-2091.026 for the reasons set forth in the prior motion.
That is correct in my motion.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, now.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Finish the vote. I apologize.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Dr. Davis.
So, Mr. Chair, I was just going to say, now we can maybe discuss the fact that we want, particularly if council time about things we'd like to see from this applicant moving forward, and maybe we can get just a brief summary from board staff on how a denial is sent to them, to this individual, and then like the remedies that we discussed about taking some time to build the case that this is beyond the individual, behind the individual, based on a scope of work that they've engaged in and CEUs and best practices and learning about coding and billing. I think that's probably where you were going with next about in terms of the maybe the letter. I mean, I think the fact that we've said we want to deny this application, I don't believe the psychology board will ask much more than that. It'll just be listed as a denial. I think it's more of a letter piece that you may want to review.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'll do my best with the support of staff to try to answer that. Okay. So what will happen is your motions will go before the full board, probably at their January meeting. And of course, they're free to modify, reject, or adopt it, assuming that they adopt your recommendations. A formal letter of denial will be sent to Mr. Oliver, setting forth all the reasons why the board denied his application for licensure. In that letter will be his rights to request a formal administrative hearing on that decision. He'll have 35 days to request a hearing. If he does, then a full administrative hearing will be held to determine whether or not he meets the requirements. Assuming that that is, you know, ultimately affirmed, or if he doesn't challenge it, there's nothing that prohibits him from applying for licensure in the future at any time. But again, as one of the requirements will be for him to establish that he has adequately rehabilitated and addressed the issues that led to the denial. Boards typically don't specifically lay out the types of things that they expect to see because they view that as the applicant or the professionals, part of their rehabilitation is identifying what steps would be appropriate to take in order to convince, you know, a board of my peers that I am safe and competent to practice and that I have earned the privilege of being a licensee. You know, some of the things, Dr. Davey, that you talked about, appropriate, you know, continuing education, maybe appropriate supervision, appropriate counseling, whatever the applicant, you know, deems appropriate, and a sufficient period of time to show that, you know, this is, you know, that this rehabilitation and that the steps that he has taken to earn the board's trust has developed over a period of time. Whether ultimately you determine that that's 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, it's really up to the applicant and what they've done to give you the confidence that they've addressed these issues. I hope that helps, and I don't know if staff has anything else to add.
That is very helpful. I have a follow-up question to that, and that is, will the letter informally inform the applicant that he does have the ability to apply at a later date after sufficient evidence that his conduct has been corrected?
I don't think that would be in the a denial letter, but that's certainly a conversation that board staff can have with the applicant.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And with that, Mr. Chair, I must drop off. I'm being summoned. I apologize.
Thank you very much. I think we're done with this complaint and the related application. So, given that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn and table the remaining item for January 6th meeting?
Well, Mr. Chairman, we can do that, or I believe Dr. Raitt said she's available until 12:30, so we can possibly review some of the applications until then. I would suggest that we table 6A1 for Mr. Smith, as that will likely be a lengthier conversation, and possibly go to 6A2.
Yeah, this is Heidi. Just.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's fine. Mr. Chair, this is CW. Oh, sorry, this is CW. I'm going to hang up now. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I would also like to recommend that we be judicious in this list and include only applicants where Dr. Stenhoff, Dr. Raitt, or myself are the leads.
Right.
So that would bring us to our second fair applicant, which is Dr. Stenhoff. Should we, for the same reason as our first fair applicant, should we postpone this one too? This is Sierra Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to discuss this if we'd like to move ahead with it. what was the reasoning for skipping the first one? I may have missed that.
It could take a long time.
I think due to the nature of the applicant that I reviewed, I don't believe it's going to take as much time that would need to be allocated towards the first.
To review the application. Ms. White received her BCBA in August of this year. She also indicated she has a teaching credential. She completes her master's from University of West Florida, and then also received a certificate in ABA from the University of Arizona in 2019. She had her supervision for a total of 1,918 hours under Regina Mendler. One note for the application is that Ms. White did disclose in question 12 that she had a previous incident that occurred in 2000. She submitted information related to this incident and how it was resolved. And provided what she could to the board regarding that incident. Given that this was 20 some years ago, and there have been no additional incidents, I did not find this to be something that should impede her ability to move forward with this application, and did not have any other questions. So I will give this back to the chair for other committee members.
Thank you. Any other questions or concerns about this application? Hearing none, we recommend her moving forward to the board as well. The next application is for Gretchen Chivers. Dr. Stenhoff?
Yeah, before proceeding, I want to I disclosed that I was Ms. Childers' instructor and capstone mentor while she was a student at Arizona State University, but I feel I can partially review her application. Ms. Childers graduated. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I would like to also disclose that I was a professor, but also feel that I can review this without bias.
Thank you both. So Ms. Childers graduated from Arizona State University with a Master's Science in Applied Behavior Analysis in 2019. She received 1,533 hours of supervision under Emily Davis, Michelle Reed, Carlos Munoz, and Abby Tadavon. I don't have any concerns for this application and recommend it move forward to the board for approval. If there are any other concerns from other committee members.
I do not have any.
Not for me.
Okay. Next application is for Jamie Lynn Jones. Ms. Jones earned her master's degree from Capella University in counseling and ABA. She earned over 1,500 hours of supervised experience with four different supervisors in two different settings. She was board certified as a BCBA in August of 2019. I did not know any concerns with this application. I would recommend it be forwarded to the board for approval. Any other concerns or questions from other committee members? Hearing none, we'll move her forward as well. The next application is one that Dr. Davey would have led, so let's table this one. The next one after that is applicant number 8, Kayla Kelly, Dr. Ray.
Yes, I reviewed Ms. Kelly's application. I would like to make a note that Ms. Kelly has recently begun working for the agency that I'm at. However, I have little to no interaction, so I feel I can adequately summarize her application.
Thank you.
Ms. Kelly, yes, received her BCBA in August of this year. She received her master's from ASU in their online program for curriculum and instruction. She received supervision at two locations, one Ally Pediatric for a total of 840 hours, and the Arizona Autism Charter School for 674, with a total of 1,514. I did not note any concerns with this application and would recommend moving forward.
Thank you. Other concerns? I don't have any myself. So hearing none, our next applicant is Megan Vincent from Dr. Ray says you again.
Yes, thank you. So Ms. Vincent received again her BCBA in August of this year. She also indicated that she holds a teaching certificate. She also received her master's degree from ASU in curriculum and instruction and received supervision from two different locations, one in New York City and one in California for a total of 1,709 hours. I want to note some appreciation to board staff for reaching out and making sure that we got accurate information from the second supervisor indicating that they were not licensed, but California did not have licensure at the time. Other than that, I did not see any issues with this application and would also recommend it be moved forward.
Thank you. Any other concerns or comments about this application? Hearing none. Our next applicant is applicant number 10, Olivia Shaw, Dr. Stella.
Ms. Shaw graduated from Ball State University with a Master of Arts in Applied Behavior Analysis with an emphasis in autism and 2019. She received $1,600 supervision under Megan Bradstead and Jennifer Kraft in the state of Indiana. At the time of the supervision, Indiana did not have licensure, but the supervision was provided the same day in which the hours were accrued. I didn't know any concerns with the application and recommend that it be forwarded to the board for approval.
Thank you. I don't have any concerns either with this application. Dr. Reese?
None for me.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, the next applicant is Sarah Guinea. Ms. Guinea,
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, may I say something prior or before you start?
Yes.
Okay, I do need to disclose that I was Ms. Guinea's instructor while she was a student at ASU, but also I can review her application without bias.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Guinea earned her master's in psychology from ASU in May of 2019. She was received over 1,700 hours of supervised experience from two different supervisors at two different locations. Both supervisors were licensed in Arizona. She earned her CCBA in August of 2019, and I did not know any concerns with this application. Would recommend that it be forwarded to the board for approval. Do either of you or the committee members have concerns?
None for me.
Okay. All right. Our next applicant is one Dr. Davy Wood has led. So let's move on to applicant number 12, which is Dara Duran. And for the record, Ms. Duran's first course is from NAU some time ago when I was the director of that program and taught some of the classes, but I had no concerns about my ability to be unbiased in this situation. So Ms. Duran earned a master's in special education with an emphasis in PBS at ABA in 2008. She also took makeup coursework from Oregon Institute of Technology in ABA. I presume that to be that because of the BACD has changed their course requirements. So in addition to the NAD courses, she took makeup courses from FIT. She had over 1,500 hours of supervised experience from three different supervisors in two different locations. She was board certified in August of 2019 as a BCBA. The only concern I noted was in supervisor Kathleen Walsh's answer to question number 11, this would be on page 14. She answered yes to question 11, which is, was the supervisor conducting the supervised work experience a relative, subordinate, or employee of the applicant? And I wonder if board staff could reach out and ask if that is in fact true or if that was a typo. What do you recommend?
At your direction, we can certainly do that. I believe in doing so, we suspend the time frame because this is a fair request. Request for additional information. So that's permissible.
Okay. I'm not sure what we'd do if the answer truly was yes. Have we addressed this in the past?
Regrettably, this is Heidi. I can't speak to that, not knowing whether this sort of an instance has been presented to you in the past, but we would definitely bring back all the relevant material germane to the disclosure and present it to you for your consideration.
Okay. So either way, again, a fair is seems like the appropriate way to go. And if it is a mistake on the part of the supervisor, it's easily corrected.
Pardon me. Yes, indeed.
How are we doing on time? We've got time for a few more. So the next applicant is Travis Bell.
Yes. So Mr. Bell received his BCBA in August of this year. He also received his master's at ASU between August of 2015 and August of 2017 in the curriculum and instruction program. His supervision occurred at two separate locations, the Hope Group and Aurora Behavioral Health, for a total of 1,601 hours. In reviewing the application, I did not find any concerns and would recommend that this be moved forward to the board for consideration.
Thank you. I don't have any concerns myself. But Sarah,
go ahead and go with the next one, Mr. Chairman.
No
concerns.
Okay, thank you. Next applicant, number 15, Vanessa Martin, Dr. Stan.
Yeah, Ms. Martin graduated from the University of Laverne with a Master of Science in Child Development in December of 2012 and completed her ABA coursework through Florida Institute of Technology in April of 2014. She received 1,500 hours under supervision of Courtney Vidal in the state of California, which at the time did not have a licensure, but the supervision was in fact provided in the same state which the hours were accrued. I didn't note any concerns with this application. I'd recommend that it be forwarded to the board for approval. And are there any other concerns that the committee members might have?
None for me.
None for
me. All right, thank you. And moving on to our last applicant, number 16, Victoria DeForte. Ms. DeForte got her MEB from ASU in curriculum instruction, and this is from Applied Behavior Analysis, in May of 2012. She received over 1,600 hours supervised experience from two different supervisors, both at Southwest Behavioral Health Services. She earned her BCBA in August of 2019. She did have an incident 4.5 years ago that she fulfilled all responsibilities to address and hasn't had any other incidents since then. The only question or slight concern I have is on her application itself on page one, the date of the certification is not included. It's the certification number. We have 2019. But the actual date is not included. Can this be addressed with a phone call?
Email. Yes, staff can do that.
Okay. So other than that, I have no concerns with this application. We would recommend it be forwarded to the board for approval. Are there concerns? concern of any other committee members?
None for me.
No, none for me either.
Excellent. All right, last applicant we've addressed earlier. So I believe we finished on time. Thank you both very much.
Mr. Chairman and committee members? Mr. Chairman, we didn't have a motion and a second for approval of these applications.
You're right. Sorry.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I make a motion that we move the following applications to the board for approval. Miller, White, Chowder, Jones, Kelly, Vincent, Shaw, Denae, Duran with the phone call, Bell, Martin, and DeForte with the phone call.
I think that Duran will need a letter, a fair.
Okay. Okay, so then all of those with the exception of Duran.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I will second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
And Mr. Chairman, could we also get a motion to continue items 1, 2, and 7?
And 12.
Yeah. Well, 12. Yeah, I'm sorry. And 12. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Continue. Oh, applicants.
Yes.
1, 2, 7, and 12.
Yes.
Yes. That's a, can I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we continue applicants 1, 2, 7, and 12 at our next session.
I will second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
And then.
Motion carries.
And Mr. Chairman, if we could entertain a motion on agenda item 6A13 to direct staff to obtain clarifying information from Ms. Duran's supervisor.
Thank you. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, make a motion that we have the board staff reach out to applicant 6A13 supervisor for clarification.
I will second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We are going to set the table item 7, 8, 9. And can I have a motion for to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.